Welcome back to KNBR, the sports leader, on a beautiful Saturday morning here in San Francisco, and I'm delighted to bring into Talking Baseball. He is the 1996 National League Rookie of the Year with the Los Angeles Dodgers, also a World Series champion for the Florida Marlins. And he's been doing the color analyst from since 2017 for the Miami Marlins on Fox Sports Florida. Let's bring in Todd Hollingsworth this morning. How are you doing today, Todd?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to be with you today.
Well, I appreciate your time. I want to get into your career a little bit. 12 years you played in the National League, 2 years in the American League. You a little biased to the National League as a player?
Well, you know, listen, any player, and this is about to change, but at least it seems like it is, but any player who, you know, spends a chunk of their years in the big leagues as an everyday guy and then kind of graduates maybe into a fourth outfielder slash pinch hitter, which I did in the last few years of my career, you want to keep that going. You play in the National League. You don't want to do that. Go over to the American League where they've got the DH. They don't pinch hit as much as they do in the National League. Plus, you don't have as many opportunities. So, listen, I know we talk about it all the time around here, because if it leaves the National League, there's guys that, you know, just kind of like we eliminated a lot of the lefties, would come in and get the one lefty out every now and again. That guy got eliminated a year ago. You might start changing your benches around if there's no more pitchers hitting in the National League.
That's great. A career 273 hitter, 98 home runs, 401 RBIs, 75 stolen bases, something that baseball is trying to get back to in the stolen base category. Your thoughts on that as an analyst?
Well, I absolutely love it. The Miami Marlins are that. That's who they are. They played a very, very big ballpark. I know that in San Francisco that's very much the case as well. And you know, you do wonder if teams were going to start to reinvent themselves after this, you know, long run of homers, strikeouts, and walks. I think in some regards, we love the homers, we don't mind the walks, but we hate the strikeouts. And it's, I don't want to say it's necessarily a bad thing. I think a lot of guys have built some pretty incredible careers around this mentality. But as far as the enjoyment and the excitement of the game, it is so much fun to watch guys get on base with the idea that maybe they'll steal a base or take the extra base and try to change the game in a different way. It's not so stagnant. And I think for the last few seasons, we've gotten rather stagnant.
Well, let's talk about this Marlin organization as well as the team in the next few minutes. The biggest acquisition this offseason was the general manager change and bringing in Kim Ng, who is the first female general manager in baseball. Tell me your thoughts on what she's bringing to the organization as well as the potent power that she's going to bring in trying to manipulate a championship team in Florida.
Well, Kim Ng has done a nice job, at least what we can tell in the early going, as far as putting a competitive team together. The Marlins, hovering around 500, have played pretty good baseball in the early going. The bullpen had to be reconstructed. The acquisition of maybe a bat or two, Adam Duvall, has paid dividends already. He had a huge series in Atlanta just a few days ago. And the bullpen really kind of is where much of what she was able to do was centered around. And I think so far, so good. There's been a few hiccups along the way, but I think any team in baseball will tell you in the early going, especially April, bullpens don't always come out like gangbusters. There's generally some hiccups along the way. But all in all, this team has performed at a pretty good level, and that's going to be the challenge moving forward. I think that there will be more responsibility. There's a new TV deal in place. There's probably going to be the ability to spend a little bit more money. And when that happens, the question will be is how do the Marlins – you know, maintain their, you know, organization first perspective. And what I mean by that is raising the kids. The kids are a huge part of what the Marlins do. And then the ability to add through, say, spending some money in free agency and hoping to put together a championship caliber team. But so far, you know, you look at what this Marlins farm system has turned into. And I know Kim Ng has only been here for, you know, part of that, but it's been a pretty amazing rise, at least as far as the talent that the Marlins have been able to acquire and the talent that they're turning into big league everyday players.
Well, when I break down this team, it looks like the position players, you have a ton of veteran players, and you look at the starting staff, and they're pretty much young, outstanding arms in this. The pitcher today that the Giants will be facing is Sandy Alcantara, probably the best starter right. The Marlins put out there. In three games, he's really put some good numbers out there, 18 and a third innings, 10 hits only, 7 walks, 21 strikeouts. Tell me your thoughts on what the Giants have to go after him with today.
Well, Sandy, they're going to handle his fastball. That's who Sandy is. He's not going to reinvent himself for anybody, and certainly not for a team that sees him maybe once, maybe twice a year like the Giants. I always find these matchups to be so intriguing to me because even when, you know, we're not talking about COVID or having, you know, not seen a team in quite some time, these teams don't square up, go head-to-head too often. So this is going to be a fun one. But Sandy, he's got a blazing fastball. He touches 100 every now and again. You're going to see, you know, right around 96 to 99 miles an hour. He throws his four-seamer and his sinker pretty regularly. You're going to see that about 65% of the time. A tremendous changeup that he throws to both lefties and righties. A slider that is basically his third pitch. Sandy prides himself on aggressiveness. And, I mean, this is who he is. He kind of identifies as a guy who's going to go out. He's going to attack the strike zone. If you beat him, it's because you hit his best pitch. And that's been his mindset. And so far it's worked in his young career. He's really established himself. 2019, nearly 200 innings, elite level stuff. He's been our opening day starter for the last two seasons. So that's what you're going to get. If you can hit a 98 mile an hour fastball with any kind of consistency, you'll have a good fighting chance against Sandy because you'll definitely get one. The question is, can you put it in play and put it in play hard?
That voice you hear is Todd Hollingsworth. He is the color analyst on Fox Sports Florida doing the television side. Let's go into this lineup a little bit. A couple of veterans lead this off with Corey Dickerson and Starling Marte, both good leaders in the clubhouse as well as on the field. The table setters are definitely there. Give me some information that you can tell me about both these guys.
Well, they've done a very nice job for the team so far. You know, Corey has been in the top spot over the last couple of seasons, and really it's his patience at the plate and his ability to battle that's put him there. And he's done a very, very nice job. He's on a pretty good little hitting streak here of late, a great road trip, swinging the bat well on the last road trip. And he's a slasher. That's really what he becomes, and that's what we've seen from him. I'm not sure his power plays as much as he has. I do know that, you know, he's had a couple of all-star seasons in his career, and he's hit 20 home runs before in a season. But in this cavernous ballpark at Lone Depot Park, he maybe has a little more trouble getting the ball out of the yard, but he is a slasher. He goes line to line. He stays in really well against lefties and, again, just generally gives you a professional at-bat every time he's up. Marte has been nothing but lights out. He's played like an all-star. He has been amazing, really, in the early going for us. He's played a great defensive center field. He is hitting, hitting, and hitting. And that's what he's done so far. I think you can go all the way back to opening day. He struck out four times on opening day. And other than that, it's been about just a tick under 400. So he has been a hitting machine so far this year.
Well, they get on base, and there's one guy in this lineup that I love watching play for the Marlins, and that's Jesus Aguilar, hitting over 340 for this club in the early part of the season. He's got power. He drives the ball in the gaps. What can you tell me a little bit about Jesus that I haven't seen so far?
Well, tremendous personality, and I'm sure you know that as well. This is a delightful human being who loves to play the game. He was our favorite player last year just because – you know, when we didn't have fans in the stands, I mean, he was the guy that kind of kept things light with the other team. And, you know, we didn't have that interaction or even fan reaction to a lot of the things that were going on the field. And what we learned about Jesus was just what a wonderful personality is. On top of that, he's been a great player for us. I know that he kind of fell on some tough times in Milwaukee a couple of seasons ago, and people were wondering, hey, listen, did he still have it in him? He does. He was amazing last year, and he's been a great team leader for us this year. Smile on his face at all times. As you mentioned, line-to-line hitter. He's been very, very big for us, come up with a number of big hits. But I think his leadership in the clubhouse has probably been as valuable as his performance on the field. And he's brought both of those to Miami. And I know Miami's thrilled to have him.
Well, Todd, outstanding stuff as usual. A great game today. It should be a good one at Lone Depot Park. And once again, Todd Hollingsworth, once again joining us on Talking Baseball. Looking forward to talking to you maybe next weekend when Miami comes into San Francisco, and we'll catch up then. But thank you for your time today, and looking forward to a good ball game this afternoon.
Always, not a problem. This is an exciting Giants team. I couldn't agree with you more, and it's kind of a quirky schedule. The Marlins are going to travel out to San Francisco, I believe, the following weekend and do it again. So we'll have to get together.
We'll definitely do. Thanks again, Todd, for your time on Talking Baseball and KNBR, the sports leader. We'll be right back.